up, everyone? Welcome back to I Went Out. I'm Manny.
I'm Nick.
And as you can see, we are not in that wonderful looking wooden backdrop retreat spot anymore. So
that's kind of studio area at the office. Yeah.
Right. We're not in the studio at all. So we are at home doing just a little in between episode, kind of looking back on our first four episodes and giving some thoughts on it. So let's go ahead and jump in. Nick, what have your thoughts been so far on our relationship series?
It's been fun. I mean, we've had a lot of great conversations. We got a lot of great conversations coming up, which we'll get to in a minute. But yeah, I mean, it was fun to record them. Jerry's definitely my favorite, which I think that's the consensus, is lots of people love Jerry. Jerry's an easy, lovable guy, so it makes perfect sense that everybody loves listening to Jerry's episode. But I think that was the most fun episode because, like we said before we started recording too, is that, you know, Jerry was just having a conversation with us. He forgot that the camera was even on him. So yeah, he's fun. We're definitely going to get Jerry back on. So Jerry, be ready to be back on this episode, or back on I Went Out, my friend.
Right. Yeah. I think it just surprised everybody because Jerry, to many people, is pretty private, you know, but when he's talking to us, that's the way he talks. And so, I think as Nick said, he just forgot the camera was rolling. He forgot he was on a microphone and he was just having a conversation with the guys. And I mean, it was awesome. It was great. He kept it really real. And I think that resonated with most people who watched the show. So yeah, that was definitely my favorite as well.
We love Tom Went Out, but Jerry was really fun.
Yeah, Todd was awesome. Todd's was definitely awesome. And I learned a lot, especially from a perspective of me being single and, you know, one day prayerfully being married. Learned a lot from both of you guys. And, you know, Todd just brought that wisdom, that old man wisdom. I'm old Todd well enough that I can say that.
he's the residential old head for Alva now.
That's right. All right, so what's something like specific that stood out to you?
I don't know, it's been so long. Oh, let's see. Something that stood out to me. I think honestly it was just hearing you and Jerry's perspective. I have been single in quite some years. And just hearing your guys' perspective and just how you guys have because even though both of you are single, you both have very different perspectives in on how, like, why you are where you are right now and how you got there. And just hearing how you guys have been working through that as a Christ follower, I think was really eye-opening for me. And just helpful to know, like, hey, this is what my single brothers are dealing with, you know? And it's, yeah, so I think it was really helpful. And I mean, even going back to that Jerry episode, when Jerry said, when lust kicking in, when I see all those workouts start popping up on my phone, that I know Jerry's struggling, I should reach out to him at that moment. So yeah, it was just really insightful to hear your guys' perspective and how, you know, and, you know, just where you guys are.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And I guess, like, I could say, like, on the flip side of that, just hearing from you and Todd on what to expect when that day comes, and just kind of listening to you guys talk about some of the things that not necessarily regret, but like you would have liked to do some things differently. And so learning from that and being like, hey, well, this is the way I should do things to prayerfully, you know, not go down some of those same roads where it could create like hurt and stuff. Cause you don't want to purposely, you know, get hurt or purposely have, you know, things happen to you. It's awesome to get through those things, but to avoid them could be nice. And so, yeah, it was cool kind of learning from you guys about that for sure. Amen. Yeah.
It's fun.
All right. So, Yeah. So we're not done with the relationship series. We do have more to come. We have, of course, we've been kind of teasing it for a minute about Miss Robin Oliver joining the show.
For those listening, she's sitting right next to me, laying on the bed, in a weighted blanket, reading a book. That's married life, y'all. With her glasses on, she looks like a real old lady right now.
Amen. Yeah, so we're excited to get her on. We're excited to get Robin Talbert on. Also, Ashley Heard will be joining us. Some of you guys, if you hear us mentioning these names, you don't know who they are. They are very close to us. Robin is on staff at Avert. And Ashley, you've heard her name throughout every episode.
Yeah.
This relationship had a series. So we have to get her on. And yeah, so we have some great episodes coming up. But before we, I guess, jump off, we do want to announce that we have a bit of an event coming up next month. I guess we're going to be in March. So we're in March now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this month. March 25th will be a Friday night at the Q live question and answer for I Went Out, and also a live recording on the subject of sex.
Hey. Nothing like a fun conversation in live, in person.
Yes.
In person. So if you want to come out for that, make sure you're there. It'll be great. It'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for it, man.
Yeah, even we talked like that's probably going to kick us off into having a few even more in couple episodes worth of conversation on sex as well. Right. This will probably just be the jump start for that. So we'll see what happens there. So yeah, definitely make sure you're there for that conversation, and the Q&A will be fun too.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. All right, guys. Before we log out, just a reminder to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, also on YouTube. Definitely hit the like button. Make sure you comment under our stuff. Just kind of support us on all those platforms, because that helps out with the algorithm.
And
yeah, it's a beast, man. It's a beast to crack through. But it helps the reach of our episodes, and you know, as we talked about, like, there's some amazing gospel-centered content on here that we're discussing, and would love for it to reach others. And so definitely support those channels, and follow us on Instagram at @IWentOutPod. And also our Patreon.
Oh yeah, we have a Patreon.
Yep, we have a Patreon.
Want to support us financially and what we're doing, and community truck, like, that's how you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that link is in all of our bios of everything. It's on our YouTube page. It's everywhere. On our social, or I think even when you're listening, there's a way to find us on Patreon and support that way.
Yeah, and I've heard from a few people, and they were like, man, we can't really support financially right now, but you know, we would love to at some point. And we completely understand that
too. Oh, yeah.
And appreciate you guys. Just supporting us in general is a blessing and awesome. We really, really appreciate that.
Amen. Sure. Your likes go really far. So
yes. Very, very far. Yeah. Yep.
Which, I mean, we got that email last week when we passed 35,000 or 3,500 downloads, I think it was. Is that what it was?
I saw that. Yeah.
Y'all been awesome.
Keep
listening. Keep downloading. We love it.
Would have never thought. Started off in this garage.
Very cool, man. That's right.
And then 2020.
That's right.
You've come a long way.
We have. Thanks to y'all for listening and supporting.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Amen.
Cool.
All right, guys. We appreciate you guys. And we will talk to y'all soon.
See ya.
Peace.